The Minhag Yisrael on Friday night to Lel Shabbos is to give a bracha to our children. And we compare them to the Shvatim of Ephraim and Menashe, Yisimcha Elokim ke Ephraim and Menashe. And much ink has been spilled suggesting why were these the two Shvatim that were chosen, why specifically Ephraim and Menashe over the other great Tzadikim, the other great Shvatim. So perhaps we can add another explanation based on a most beautiful and inspiring insight from Rav Shimshon Pinkas. Let's begin first with an Or HaChaim HaKadosh in the Pasuk, when it says, Ve'enei Yisrael kovein mizokein lo yuchal liros, that the eyes of Yisrael, Yaakov, Avinu, were heavy, were dim from his age. He wasn't able to see well. And he approached Ephraim and Menashe, and he kissed them, and he hugged them. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh asks two questions. So firstly, what's the significance of his age? Why was the age something relevant as a prelude for the kissing and hugging and ultimately the brachas that he gave them? And secondly, the words lahem, it seems to be incorrect grammar. Grammatically, Vayishak lahem, it should say Vayishak osam. He kissed them. Lahem means he kissed towards them. Vayichavik lahem means he hugs towards them in their direction. The appropriate word would be Vayishak osam. He kissed them directly. Vayichavik osam. He hugged them directly. And to the Or HaChaim HaKadosh answers that Yaakov Avinu didn't kiss them in the normal place. He didn't kiss them on the cheeks. He couldn't see them. He just kissed them wherever his kiss would land. His eyes were closed, or his vision was blocked. He just kissed and hugged, and he missed the mark. That's the understanding, the pshat of the Or HaChaim. The Rav Pinkas says that the Or HaChaim means something much deeper. The Or HaChaim is hiding a very powerful message in his words, that he kissed them and he hugged them in the wrong place. So what's the idea? What's the message? What's the profound idea behind this hugging and kissing of Yaakov Avinu? So it says in Shir HaShirim, Yashikenim Nishikos Pihu, that Shlomo HaMelech writes in the very second pasuk of all Shir HaShirim that he wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu to kiss us bepihu, mouth to mouth, lips to lips, a real kiss. And Rashi explains that there are various customs of greeting one another. In some locations, they kiss each other's hands, or they kiss on the shoulders. But Shlomo HaMelech is requesting that we greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu greet us with a kiss on the face. Yishakeinu min neshikos piyu, face to face, mouth to mouth, a kiss where it's reciprocal, where both parties are kissing. Not just one person kisses the other person's shoulder or the other person's hand. It should be kissing each other in the cheeks, the face. There's this union, this connection, a mutual love. Rav Pinkas says this is what transpired at Kabbalah Satorah. There is that connection, this union between HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael. It was the Yashikeni Minishikos Piyo. That kiss from one another, that connection, that bond. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech was requesting. That type of love, that type of relationship with the Kaddish Baruch. So Pinkas explains, based on this Rashi and Shir HaShirim, initially, Yaakov Avinu refused to give a bracha to Ephraim and Menashe. Yaakov challenges Yosef, questioning, who are these people? Vayar Yisrael b'nei Yosef, vayomer mi eile, who are they? Who are these people? They're my grandchildren? They're your children? They're your sons? And Rashi elaborates that Yaakov Avinu saw that their descendants would consist of the most evil kings. Yeravam, Achav, Yehu, these are my grandchildren? These are your children? He wouldn't have it. He didn't want to see them, didn't want to touch them, didn't want to hug them, didn't want to kiss them, didn't want to give them a bracha. He couldn't fathom hugging, kissing, and blessing such people. And that was his initial feeling. But then something happened. Something changed. There was a mental shift in Yaakov Avinu's mind. Yaakov Avinu was overwhelmed with mercy, with rachmanis and love and compassion and ava. His old age provided him with that patience, that sensitivity, that kindness. These feelings and attributes stem from his old age, from his kovod zaken. His age, his wisdom, and his experience in life advanced him to ultimately bless Ephraim and Manasseh, despite who his descendants were. So it was important that his kovod zaken, his age, was the prelude, was the prerequisite for eventually giving them a kiss and a hug. Because initially he didn't want to. But it was that compassion, the mercy that set in. Here is the punchline, though. As the Or HaChaim states, he kissed them where one does not get kissed. And he hugged them where one does not get hugged. In other words, says Reb Pinchas, even though Yaakov and Ephraim and Manasseh were not congruent because they're their descendants, they were not the same level. And even though they were evil, at least the descendants were evil. And even though the love was not reciprocated, it was a kiss on the hand, a kiss on the shoulder. Yaakov showered them with love. Yaakov showered them with hugs. Yaakov showered them with kisses, and he gave them a bracha ultimately. When the Or HaChaim says he kissed them where one doesn't get kissed, he's referring to that idea of Rashi, that some places where the love isn't mutual, where the connection isn't so strong, the bond isn't so powerful, you kiss them on the shoulders, you kiss them on the hands. When a person you love, you kiss on the face, you kiss on the cheeks, together, it's reciprocal. So this was not equivalent, it wasn't congruent because of the descendants of Ephraim and Manasseh, but nonetheless, Yaakov embraced them. He kissed them, even though it wasn't completely mutual. We can now return to our original question. Why do we bless our children to be like Ephraim and Manasseh? Perhaps we can answer it with this remarkable idea from Rav Pinchas. Just as Yaakov Avinu showered and showed unwavering love for these two Shvatim, regardless of what they or any of their descendants would ever become, no matter what they would do, he nonetheless showed them incredible ahava. So too, we must shower our children with unwavering love to every one of our children, but not only to our biological children, but to every Jewish child, every Jewish neshama, to show them that unwavering love. And for that reason, we could bless them like Ephraim and Manasseh were blessed, like Yaakov, even though they may not have been the people, the individuals, the Shvatim who Yaakov Avinu anticipated for, but nonetheless, he showed them love, hugged them, kissed them. And we should be zocha through this incredible ava, through this incredible achas, we should be zocha to that time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yeshakeidim and yeshikos piu, where we bond together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the B'ez Gol Tzedek, from here v'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.